friends everywhere with Chapter 3 of Pioneers to Africa, the story of Mary and Robert Moffat. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, brought to you by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.
Alex, what are you doing here?
Well, I might very well ask you the same. I'm still enrolled in school and have my lessons to do. This is as pleasant a place as any. What's the matter? Have a talk with the captain?
Yes. He won't take me on. Says conditions are too unsettled.
Ah, oh, that's too bad. Robbie, you know, I've been thinking that perhaps I'd like to enlist in the army.
Oh, mother would have another fit.
I suppose so.
I saw the Dominie on my way home. Mother's already told him about my becoming a missionary.
Well, you've only your own glib tongue to thank for that. Of all the silly reasons I ever heard to want to go to sea...
All right, so I was wrong. Alex, I don't know what to do. The water looks good.
Why don't you go in for a swim? There's time.
I think I will.
Hey, you're not going to dive from that rock. Robbie, I know you're an excellent swimmer and all, but you know what Father said about that rock.
Oh, you worry too much, Alex. Watch this.
Be careful there. Robbie, good heavens. Help! Help, somebody, come quick. I guess it's up to me to do something. Where is he? I suggested that he take a swim. Where? Robbie! Robbie! Take it easy, that lad. Easy now. Don't fight me. I'll get you out.
Lord! Do you need help?
Everything's fine. Robbie, please don't try to do anything. You'll take us both down if you do. Just relax. Just put your hand around my neck. There. Now just leave it there. We're getting closer to the shore already. There. It's only 10, 15 paces away. Easy now. Easy. Ah, thank God I can touch bottom. There, now just float along with me. Now, up onto the sand.
Good work, lad. Why, it's the Moffats. I thought Robert there was the finest swimmer in these parts.
I don't know what happened, sir. But at least he'll be all right. Robbie, don't try to talk. Just rest for a bit, and then I'll get you on home. Is he, Father?
The doctor said he'll be up and around by tomorrow. Mostly, I think it gave him a good fright.
Let's hope that's all it'll be.
Yeah, your mother has made some good warm broth for him. It'll bring back his strength.
I'll get it. Good evening, Mr. Robertson. Well, this is a surprise.
Robertson? I didn't know he was coming tonight.
Who is he, Father?
You'll learn soon enough, son. Good evening, Mr. Robertson. I'm sure glad you could stop by.
Well, I was obliged to make an unexpected trip to Falkirk today, and after all, Carron Shore is just a few miles further.
Would you care for a warm cup of tea, Mr. Robertson?
Well, no, thank you, Mrs. Moffat. The tea will help to dispel the dampness.
Why don't all of you go into Robert's room? You can discuss your business there, and I'll be in with the tea presently.
An excellent idea. This way, Mr. Roberts.
What's going on, Father?
You'll learn all the whys and wherefores in a few minutes, lad. And now on with you. Robbie, I'm glad you're still awake. I want you to meet Mr. John Robertson of Park Hill. Mr. Robertson, this is my eldest son, Alexander, and this is my second eldest, Robert.
Mm-hmm. These are the two lads you spoke to me about?
Yes, sir.
Is this lad ill?
Tis nothing, nothing really. A result of some foolish, boyish exuberance. He'll be quite all right by morning.
Here is some tea for you, Mr. Robertson, and some biscuits I made earlier today.
Ah, that's delightful.
Mr. Robertson is a very noted gardener at Park Hill in Pullmont.
It is a good soil for gardening. Now, I've come to offer you two lads employment.
So that's it.
Employment? What, sir?
What I really hope is that you'll take out papers as apprentice gardeners.
Mr. Robertson is an expert in his chosen profession, and gardening can be a profession these days.
How long would we be apprentice gardeners?
3 years.
What are the terms, Mr. Robertson?
Terms?
Aye. Surely there are certain terms and obligations to such an apprenticeship.
Weel, in actuality, you would work for me a period of 3 years. There would be no wages as such, as is similar with all apprentice situations. I do give a bonus at the end of the year. I provide you with a place to live and your food. And I'm happy to say that many of the boys who work for me are now well employed, and well paid, I might add, at some of the largest estates in the British Isles.
You know, laddies, I began as a gardener. It was my first employment, and very satisfying it was, too. lots of open air, always good food.
I didn't neglect to say that you both are given a plot of ground to till and keep up as you see fit. Each plot is about half acre. Most of the lads who've worked for me kept up gardens and either sold their produce or sent it on to their families. They're quite easy to keep up because you have all the tools you need, fertilizers and so on. And besides, it gives you a chance to try out what you've learned.
It's entirely up to you boys. Your father and I met Mr. Robertson at the market 2 weeks ago, I think it was, and he asked us if we knew of any lads who might be interested in working for him, and we mentioned you two. And he said he wanted to meet you in person.
Oh, that's right.
But we want you to make your own decision.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. 3 years isn't such a terribly long time. We've got to do something.
And you, Robert?
Perhaps you still want to be a sailor, laddie?
I think that was a kind of a dream I had. A dream that could never come true. Besides, well, I think I've had enough salt water in my nostrils to last me for as long as I live.
Yes.
Excellent. Then it's all settled, is it?
Except for the formalities of papers.
I'll get those to you by the very first post, as well as all the details of when we should begin. Well, now, it's been a pleasure to meet all of you.
Robbie. Alex? Robbie?
What time is it?
It can't be time to get up.
But it is. It's 3:30. If you're to get to Park Hill by 8, you'll have to hurry as it is.
But it's too early, Mother. I don't think I've even been asleep.
Oh, now up with both of your sleepy heads. If you don't waste any time, there'll still be time for a bit of breakfast.
Come on, Rob. We're gardeners now. We'd best get started.
No, I want you boys to be quite clear about our relationship. We have lots of work to do, and although I'll try to make things as pleasant as possible for you, I still expect that work to be done. In farming or gardening, it's very rare indeed when you can put off something until tomorrow. So we'll be quite occupied, I assure you.
Is it always this cold, Mr. Robertson?
Sometimes it's colder. Knock your arms against the spade handle. That usually helps me to get the circulation going. Oh, we'll begin our day hereafter at 4:30.
4:30? In the morning?
You'll be amazed at how much you can get done when you start out early enough. Have you both seen Mrs. Orne?
Yes, sir.
Did she give you a good rum?
It's quite nice, sir.
Good. Now, in spading this area, I want you to turn over the soil to a depth of 1 foot. This will give the soil a better chance to breathe, and it will help the fertilizer to do a better job of enriching the soil. It's a very simple thing, but proper spading is probably one of the most important things to successful gardening. All right, let's get busy.
Robert, you're still not getting that scale quite right.
What am I doing that's wrong, Mrs. Horn?
You're flatting your sixth note. It's la, 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 la. You see? There, that's excellent.
Thank you.
You're learning rapidly, Robert. I'm sure that before long you'll be entertaining us with songs instead of scales.
Robert! See? And you're practicing on the old fiddle. It's sounding better.
I suppose you'll be very happy once I really learn to play it, Mr. Horn.
Oh, Robbie, I'm used to hearing people practice. What with the missus so interested in music and all. Say, you want to take a turn at the anvil?
Oh, could I?
Well, it's a strange way to be spending your day off, but you're welcome if you want to.
Mr. Horn, I want to learn as many things as I can. That way, in case I don't want to become a gardener, why, I can become a musician, perhaps. Or even a blacksmith.
Or even a blacksmith, aye. Well now, I like that.
This is an excellent lunch Mrs. Horn prepared.
At least we've got enough to eat. Gee, who's that diving into the water down there?
Looks like John Thompson.
He's unusually brave today. He's just beginning to learn to swim.
Robbie, when are you going to start swimming again? Kind of silly, isn't it, to stay away from the water? Especially when you're so good at swimming.
Right. I just don't care for it anymore, Alex.
You're not frightened, are you?
I don't think so. I hope not. Hey, where's Thompson?
What? He was swimming a moment ago. He's disappeared. Robbie, where are you going?
I think John Thompson's drowned, and that's what I think.
Robbie! Robbie, let me! Not again, Lord help us. Look at that lad go. Good boy, Robbie, keep it up. No, no, eat easy, lad. He found him. Thank God Robbie found him.
And so we conclude Chapter 3 of Mary and Robert Moffat, Pioneers to Africa. This has been another in the series Stories of Great Christians, transcribed from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.